3:20 here on Downtown on this Thursday afternoon, live at Seasons, Main Street, Bangor, Quality Jewelry Studios. Rich Kimball, Ryan Waning with you on the Pulse, AM 620 WZON. And joining us in studio from St. Joseph Healthcare and the new Skin and Wound Healing Center, Dr. Marion Benner in studio. Dr. Benner, welcome.
Hello, and thank you for having me today.
Tell us a little bit about the center and what it is that you do there.
Okay, at the Wound Center, we are a comprehensive center, meaning that we have the latest modalities in wound dressings and technology and procedures. We take care of wounds on all parts of the body, and our goal is to speed closure and prevent complications.
What is it that would cause a wound not to close up properly or in a timely fashion?
Patients who have wounds that come to our wound center are coming to us primarily because there have been a long time in the healing. In other words, they may have had an injury, and after 2 or 3 weeks, the wound isn't closing. So then we have to think, what are the underlying conditions that patients have? And generally, it's related to circulation. They may have neuropathy or other medical conditions or recurrent injuries. And we have to address all those issues at the wound center.
You mentioned some. What are the most common wounds that you find yourselves dealing with?
The most common wounds we deal with are wounds on the lower extremities, on the legs. Patients have wounds from medical problems related to their circulation. They may have wounds from diabetes. And so their skin breaks down, and we call that a wound or an ulcer. And I guess this time of the year we're concerned because weather is warm and people like to get out. And this is typically when they want to sort of toss away all the protective gear that we want them to wear. They're supposed to wear certain clothing. They're supposed to wear certain stockings, orthotic wears. And this is when they tend to get a little lax. And so this is the purpose today. We want to remind people that you can go out and have fun, but you still have to protect yourself, because this is when you're at risk for complications to develop if you have wounds.
Generally speaking, how long should someone let a wound go before they try to get medical attention?
Well, most commonly we would say if you have a wound, you should try to put a little antiseptic dressing on it, cover it, and if you're not better in 3 or 4 days, you need to see your family doctor. And if they can't get you better within a week or two, then you should probably seek our services.
All right, now you talked a little bit about defense, and this is that time of year. Today I was outside enjoying a little bit of the sun, but it's so important, and we're more aware now than they were certainly a generation ago, but little things that we don't think of. Ryan in here got a little burn on the top of his head the other day, and there are things that we don't think about. What are some precautions that would be wise for everyone to take?
Oh, yes. Okay, regarding the sun, I mean, obviously sun does good things. We need the sun to make vitamin D, but the sun is also can cause trauma. In other words, sunburn can break down your skin. It can dry out areas in which you may already have a wound or a scar. So the things that we recommend for you to do to take care of your skin is to protect it primarily with skin conditioners. So we would say you need to use sunblock to your skin. You need to cover areas that have wounds or have scar tissue. And if you have a wound, for instance, on the bottom of your foot that you're walking on, we would recommend that you wear special, what we say, orthotics, or shoes that protect your foot.
We're talking with Dr. Marion Benner from St. Joseph Healthcare, the new Skin and Wound Healing Center. When I was a kid, this will age me a little bit too, but there were people I know who would go out in the sun and they would put on things like baby oil, even butter.
Yes.
These are not good things to do.
Probably,
right?
Not, no, because that's basically like cooking yourself in the sun.
Exactly.
So no, we have different things now, which are sunscreens that help protect your skin. The people we worry about the most are those who have a condition called neuropathy, which means that they can't feel their feet. They don't have certain sensations. Mm. As you know, your skin does certain things for you. It helps prevent germs from entering into your body. You know, it also helps regulate your body temperature. So if you have wounds in certain areas, particularly on areas that you can't feel, like in the bottom of your feet, you're more likely to have recurrent injuries. And then this is where germs can enter. And then the worst complication of all would be an amputation where you lose your leg. So our new service line is out there to try to reach out to people before they get to this point. So certain areas on your feet where you walk, we know you're going to develop a callus. We know you can develop a blister, particularly if you're wearing shoes that are like little strappy sandals. They're real pretty and all, but they may cause you to develop a blister. And then this will break down to form it, or can break down to form an ulcer. And then the next thing you know, you have an infection that's in your bone, traveling up the rest of your body, and like I said, the worst complication of all being an amputation. So we want people to be aware, to look, if they can't, particularly if they can't feel their feet, look at the bottom of your foot, you know, stand over a mirror, see if you have redness, a bruise, or a blister, and then seek attention, because we want to start early to remove certain unwanted areas on our skin or callus buildup and get you in protective footwear before you have a huge ulcer that we can't help you with.
I wanted to ask you, obviously there's a need for this in the area, and that's why you opened the center. Are we seeing more skin issues, more wounds, and if we are, why is that the case, do you think?
Well, that case is because we keep people alive longer.
Okay, uh-huh. So that's a good
people
thing.
People tend to forget that their skin is an organ of their body. You know, we all think of, you know, the organs of the body. We think of the heart, we think of the lung, we think of the brain. Those are your vital organs. But those vital organs also supply your skin, which, as I stated before, is one of your organs. And when as you age, your organs which supply your skin don't work as well, right? So if they're not working as well, then your skin doesn't work as well either. So as we get older, we lose certain functions of the skin, and it's more susceptible to break down. We develop circulation problems, which lead to ulcers on the skin. And so, yes, we are seeing more of these problems, mainly because we are staying alive longer.
It's that time of year where we've got, everybody's outside more, but a lot of young people involved in sports and sometimes are out for extended periods of time in the sunshine. If you get that burn, if you get sun in places you didn't expect, what's the first thing someone should do when they get home to treat themselves before reaching out to something like your service line?
Okay, so younger people generally don't have the same issues as older people, because most of the time their body can repair itself. So we would recommend for somebody who gets a skin burn, mild cleansers, and then they can buy an over-the-counter first aid cream and use that for 3 or 4 days, and their skin should start to heal. They should not take hot showers and try to wash away these, you know, blisters, and also keep their skin covered with protective clothing, not go back out in the sun.
Right.
And if they don't get better after that, then they probably should see their family doctor.
Now, you mentioned the service line. What's the number? Should I ask you, Amy, about Amy Kenny here as well? Do we have the service line number that we can share?
We do. The number is 907-1550. Is that right, Dr. Benner?
Yes.
1550 will get you right through to Dr. Benner and her team. And the nice thing is that if you have questions, if you're a member of the general, you know, community, you have questions, you can call the folks in Dr. Benner's office, and they will assist you in getting a referral to come in and see the professionals that work at the Skin and Wound Healing Center. So that makes it really easy for the patient.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. Thank you both so much for coming in. It's a great thing you're doing for the community, the Skin and Wound Healing Center at St. Joseph Healthcare. Dr. Benner, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Amy, thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
And we hope you're nice and toasty here in our studio.
It's a little warm. Yep, thank you.
We like to keep it that way just to let
feels
you know.
Feels like we're outside.
Yep, exactly, but without the dangerous
absolutely
UV rays.
So
that's
we appreciate that, right.
We're trying to help.